You said greasy the first time.
I know.
Is there a difference there?
I don't know. I don't know when I use which one.
Okay, I'll tell you about that when we get finished if you want to know. Okay, if you have a door that does a lot of squeaking, you have to, well, let's change that. You might take your car into a gas station and ask them to check the
oil.
Okay. What's the old kind of fuel they would use to burn in lamps?
Butane.
No. Well,
kerosene.
You can use, okay. What would you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag, a bottle, and kerosene? I don't think you'll know this one, but it's a sort of makeshift lamp that if you had some kerosene, you could make it if you were caught without light any other way. Well, it's what they use, like in the old days when they didn't have light bulbs in caves. What would they carry around with them?
A kerosene lamp.
No. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of a stick, they
a
would
torch.
make a torch. And that's composed of just a little kerosene and something to burn, like a greasy rag or something like that. That's all it takes to make a lamp. Okay, inside the tire of a car is the inner
wheel.
Okay, but like if you were swimming,
inner tube.
Okay. If they have just built a boat and are going to put it in the water, you say they are going to, what do you call the act of putting a boat into the water for the first time?
Launch.
A launch? Okay, fine. Or it's what they do to a spacecraft. What kind of boat would you do fishing in on a small lake?
Rowboat.
Okay. Does a rowboat have a flat bottom or a curved bottom?
Flat.
A flat bottom? Okay. And what kind of front does it have? Does it have a pointed front or?
It curves, but it doesn't point. Doesn't come to a point, but it curves.
Oh, I see. Okay. If a child is just learning to dress himself, his mother brings in the clothes and says, these are tough.
Get dressed.
No. Well, would you say, would the mother say, here's your clothes or here are your clothes?
Here's your clothes.
Okay. Okay. What do you call that little portion of a product like you get in the mail that they want you to try the product?
A sampler.
Okay. When you're in the kitchen, what might you wear over your dress to protect it?
Apron.
Okay. To sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
pen.
Okay. The soup